Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Batting ninth. The catcher, Floyd Rayford. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Boedeker. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The DH, Johnny Grubb. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Nelson Simmons. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. And now, play ball. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lacy. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer takes first base on ball four. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Rayford and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray juggles the ball. That's an error on Murray. Trammell moves to third. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Gibson moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Parrish moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson scores. Parrish scores. Evans moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Evans moves to third. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rayford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Murray reaches second base with a double. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Petrie covering, for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rayford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford strikes out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Evans reaches second base with a double. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Grubb strikes out. Two outs. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Murray strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 1 in the game. Dower hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 1 in the game. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Boedeker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lacey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dower settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Petrie covering, for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 3 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Herndon now playing left field. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nolan pinch hits for Rich Dower. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 2 in the game. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Len Saucotton now playing second base. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Alejandro Sanchez pinch runs for Johnny Grubb. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sanchez moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 3 in the game. Brookins bunts in front of the plate. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. Sanchez moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks, Whitaker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 6-2, Tigers. Don Oss now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Dwyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.